Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Reformation. Reformation. What is that exactly? Well, in some of the more traditional churches, like the Lutheran Church, they definitely celebrate Reformation Sunday because Martin Luther came. He didn't agree with the Catholic Church anymore. He didn't agree with the church because they were some of the things he just didn't think were quite right, like having to pay money to be forgiven, having to only talk to the priest, and then the priest would talk to God. Martin Luther believed that there were things that we could do as people of faith. And so he went and on the church in Wittenberg pounded 95 theses to the door of the church, the Catholic Church in Wittenberg, to reform it. And that was the beginning of the Reformation. Had the Reformation not happened, we wouldn't be here like this today. So the Reformation, Martin Luther, important. So we celebrate it once a year. We put red out, we wear red, and some churches celebrate it more than others. Some UCC churches go all out and celebrate it huge, and some do it more quietly. Well, today, the Reformation Sunday fits in with Harvest Home and fits in with the text from the Gospel of Matthew. It's kind of strange how that all works, but it does. So today's Reformation Sunday, and a little bit you learned about Martin Luther and about changing and reforming. That's why we sang the first hymn that we sang, a traditional Reformation hymn that Martin Luther wrote with the words about how he continued to reform and reform the church. Why the second hymn? Because we are constantly reforming our faith, growing our faith, sharing our faith, changing our faith as we are reforming who we are. So the text. In the text, in this Gospel of Matthew, we've been hearing three different types of tests that the Sadducees, the Pharisees, all of them have been putting before Jesus. The first one we heard a couple weeks ago about concerning taxes. Remember that one? Who give to God, you know, who's on this coin? Well, that was to be my sermon last week, but yeah, okay. But it's who's on this coin? Who's on this coin? The coin is Caesar. So give to Caesar what is Caesar, give to God what is God's. Well, because the whole world and all that we are is God's, we give to God. Yes, we do need to pay taxes. They were trying to trip up Jesus. But it was a test for him. Another one that we haven't read concerns the resurrection. They ask him a question about the resurrection. We get that text around Easter time. What does this mean? Why are we talking about this? And then the third test is today about the law. Because, you know, love the Lord your God with all your strength, with all your mind, with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself is really the Shema. It comes from Deuteronomy. It's an old Hebrew text that all the Jewish people knew about loving all the, and they would touch it on their door before they went in. The Shema. You can find it in Deuteronomy. So they thought that they would ask Jesus and test him again. And then he just blows them away because he asks that really strange question and nobody answers it. They don't know how to answer it. It's kind of like a soundbite of the rest of his life. So they go away and now they're afraid. They're not going to ask him any more questions because he's going to come back and ask them a hard question. Just like the text. So what does this text really mean? Right in the midst of everything, right in the midst of all that we are, all that the gospel is, all that we do in the Reformation, all that we have, right in the midst of it is this word, love. Love can be demanding. It can be risky. Now, I'm not talking about that feel-good kind of love. That's a good kind of love, and that's good. But the love that I'm talking about is when Jesus quotes the Torah and says, love the Lord your God with all that you are, with your whole body. And that feel-good love is great. But I'm talking about the risky, demanding love of our faith. So I want to use it in this way. Love versus nice. We're taught to be nice. We want to be nice. So sometimes we tell a little white lie so we can be nice. Sometimes we don't say exactly what we want to say because we want to be nice. But nice is different than love. Last week, the week before, I don't remember, in Ferguson, Missouri, many of my colleagues in that area had a prayer march, and they walked through the streets of Ferguson praying as the police officers had their full riot gear on with their faces, doing their jobs, which is what they were supposed to be doing. They were doing their jobs. The clergy were doing their jobs, which is love. Now, to be nice, they might not have followed through on that, but love followed through. They prayed for the police officers that were standing there. They know how hard that job is as they are following and doing their job. They have nothing against the people. God's love is risky and demanding, and it's tough at times. Martin Luther showed love. He wasn't being nice. He was showing love. Spending Thursday and Friday with my dad, taking him to Heidelberg for his Board of Trustees meeting, yeah, I was kind of being nice, but I was also showing love because it's not easy to do that and be with my dad as much anymore. Not that I don't want to, I do. But his Parkinson's has caused him to lose things and I have to do things that I really don't want to do. It's love versus nice. Think about you. What do you do that's nice just because you want to be nice? And then push it a step farther and know that it's about love. Love the Lord your God with all that you are, and love your neighbor as yourself. Being nice is great. And we want to be nice, and we teach people to be nice, but being nice sometimes sends the wrong message. Sometimes says we agree with what's going on. Sometimes says, okay, I'll just let that injustice go by. Martin Luther was not about letting an injustice go by anymore. He had been nice as long as he could be. And so now he needed to follow through in love. I think we start with nice, and I think we move to love. Love isn't easy. It's demanding. It's risky. It's scary, but it's what Jesus calls us to do. So next time, when you're thinking about being nice, I hope you will be nice, but I hope you will push it to the next step and show love as well. Because the Shema, the text, in the midst of all that we are, amidst the beauty that surrounds us, it means nothing if we don't love. So love the Lord your God with your whole body. Remember, we rejoiced a couple weeks ago? When we rejoice, we also love. So love the Lord your God with all that you are and continue to grow and reform your faith as we love God. Thanks be to God. Amen.